What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
The White Sox, BT, are not starting Adrian Hauser today. There is no deal in place. I guess there was some thought that maybe he was already traded, but they're not going to start him in anticipating that he might be traded ahead of tomorrow's deadline. That could be a name to watch with the Mets. Obviously, Hauser familiar with Stearns. Mm. He brought him in here after you had him in Milwaukee, traded for him again. I don't know if they go down that road, but I'd keep an eye on that as a potential package with Luis Robert. And then Andy Martino just tweeting out the Yankees' most likely approach, and this is what drives me nuts, Yankees' most likely approach continues to be to improve the roster without selling the farm. I'm not saying you have to sell the farm. What I'm saying, in the case of Stephen Kwan, when a player of that caliber might be available, I don't even know if he's available or not, but his name is being out there in some of the reports.
Prominently, every day.
Like Heyman linked him to the Mets, which to me would not make any sense. Mm. If I'm the Mets, that's not filling a need. Yes, he's a terrific ball player, but giving up what it would take to get him and not having him fill a need does not make any sense.
I disagree. I think that the need that it would fill is you can get Nimmo out of left field, who's not very good, and just let Nimmo DH.
And who's playing center?
You're going to keep McNeil out there.
Yeah, I mean, they need a center field.
I'm saying for now, but Kwan is an elite defensive player. Yeah. Nimmo's not, so at least Kwan helps out McNeil or whoever's out there.
I'm not saying he wouldn't be an upgrade over Nimmo. What I'm saying is you're going to have to give up a boatload to get him. Mm-hmm. I'd prefer the Mets give up their boatload in the bullpen or center field. Kwan would be great. Yeah, sure, I'd take
it. But Kwan's better than Robert. A lot better than Robert.
I know, but he's not a center fielder.
I understand that.
But this is where we just fundamentally disagree. You have the Yankees mentality. Wow, he's a good ball player. Yeah, I'll bring him in and figure it out. I'm not moving. And some people have the same thing. Move Nimmo to center field. No, he stinks in center field.
No, I didn't say move Nimmo to center field.
No, I know some people are saying that. Get Kwan and move Nimmo to center. What? Have you watched a game this year? Like, yeah, Nimmo did play center field years ago. He wasn't good then. He was serviceable and better than we thought. He's not a good center fielder, which is why Stearns rightly moved him to left field, and they need a center fielder. It's not, oh, go get Kwan and move Nimmo to center. If anything, you'd be like, maybe play Kwan in center. But again, he's not a center fielder. Like, I want the pieces to fit better. So I'm not opposed to Kwan, but the Yankees don't have a left fielder. Jason Dominguez is not it. He's not a big league left fielder. I'm not saying he can't be a great player one day. He's not right now. They need it, and they don't have a leadoff hitter. The Mets at least have Nimmo leading off. Would I rather have Kwan? Sure. Kwan's a two-time All-Star, Gold Glover. Yes.
Young.
But
cheap.
But they made their decision with Brandon Nimmo, and they need a center fielder and could use a potential third baseman, second baseman, whatever you want to say, and certainly some more arms, whereas the Yankees desperately need a leadoff hitter and a guy who is exactly Kwan's skill set. Put the bat on the ball, hit for a high average, leadoff, and play Gold Glove caliber defense.
Well, listen, Sal, ideally you make a trade, and the guy that you bring in, you plug right into a position of need rather than having to take a guy that is, or, you know, has got, whatever, 6 years to go on his contract, and then put him over here and justice, and I get that. It's a cleaner addition when you're able to do that. But I don't think the Mets are going to get Kwan. Just a thought as to why I think they should at least be on the most cursory level involved with whatever the Guardians might do for him. Like, if you have an outfield of Kwan, of McNeil in center, I know you want center field, I get you. I'm just giving you my thought process. It's something that I would at least entertain. You know, to me now, you put Nimmo as the DH, and he's hitting very well, and he's not a good outfielder in terms of an arm.
Right.
Even though he's better left and center, he's still not a very good
fielder. Your offense is better.
Your offense is significantly better.
Yeah,
and you know
I'm not opposed to it. All right, talk me into it. That's fine. And then what do you get? What would the Mets have that would even make Cleveland think? Like,
well, you got two third basemen. Yeah. I mean, give them one of those guys. I'm not saying you give up a pitcher. I wouldn't do that.
I would think that they would want at least Mauricio and then some. Maybe they want Mauricio and Sproat. Like, that I'm talking big boy. Hey, if I'm saying Schlittler or Dominguez, like the equivalent's got to be Sproat, McClain.
Would you do that?
I would not do it from a Mets perspective.
What if Nimmo was not on the roster and you had a gaping hole at left field and it would be a smoother move?
I think it's a different story. Remember, too, the Mets need pitching. The Yankees don't. Meaning, yes, right now they do, but the Mets need high-end guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not opposed to trading one of those young starters, pick one. Like, they're not all going to pan out the way that you would hope. So whether it's Sproat, McClure, whoever, Tong, like, if Cleveland identifies one of those three and Mauricio, that's a heavy price. Like I said, Mauricio's untouchable the other day, but I'd consider it for a player of Kwan's caliber, certainly.
All right.
You'd have to. And then I could I'd have to live with, unfortunately, Beatty or Vientos. Now, I'd prefer to give up Vientos, Beatty, Acuña, one of the pitchers.
Before Mauricio.
Yes.
Yeah, and think about what Kwan would do for your lineup. I mean, now you have Nimmo in a different spot, a power source, and he's having
behind Alonso.
Yep.
You'd have Kwan leading off. Look, Kwan is better than Robert. He's not a center fielder, so he's not a better fit, but he's better than Robert. Yeah, I mean, I guess you could talk me into that. Now, what I would want in addition, though, is a center fielder. Now, maybe you can't get Robert.
Go get Bader. That's where you get Bader again. Cheat, whatever. Here you go.
Fair enough.
I don't know.
Understood. Okay. I just think he's a perfect fit for the Yankees. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Rich is calling from Brick, New Jersey. What's up, Rich?
Hey, Rich.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey guys, what's going on today? How are you?
How are you?
Good, good. What's cooking?
What's cooking is basically after that throw that Volpe made yesterday, which, if you're being fair, Goldschmidt should have dug that out.
Yes.
But,
yep.
It's in his head. Sending them down to the minors, it's not going to do anything except for, you know, maybe adding more angst, because he can still get put down in the minors just as much as he could do at Yankee Stadium. He needs to sit on the bench for about a week or two, watch somebody else play his position, get scared enough so that way he can say, hey, wait, I could be replaced, and start working on
Yeah, but hold on a second, Rich. His defensive meltdowns, to me, there's no correlation to Anthony Volpe becoming comfortable.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm the shortstop of the Yankees, and I got a gold glove, and I already hit a World Series home run. I'm good. Nobody's taking my... There's no way. Like, if anything, I think he might be working himself too hard. There is such a thing where you do cross that threshold of doing too much, and sometimes you got to save the player, either a physical thing or a mental thing or both. And I think, I know he's putting the work in. I know mentally he's a mess. He's killing himself over this, which is why I would sit him. Now, if you sit him for a week or two, now it's a roster issue. Now you're wasting a roster spot without Aaron Judge. That's problematic. So that's not going to happen, I would say, for a day or two. But there's no way any issue that Volpe has is because he's comfortable and he thinks he has arrived. I can promise you that is not it.
Yeah, I think the last thing, to use his words, Rich's words, is that you need to do with Volpe, scare him. Oh, scare him a little bit. No, quite the opposite. Yeah, I'm worried about
him. Pump him up a little bit. Hold his hand.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm with you. I think that they've been trying to do that at the big league level. I just feel like a full reset. Go down, try to clear your head a little bit. You know, the other thing, and I was thinking about this during the break as I was walking to the bathroom, the other thing about sending him down is that, for me, as wise an answer, there's no track record or resume to pull back to say, okay, well, I've been in this funk and I've worked out of it before. I know I could get myself out of it, like an established big leaguer. This is rare here when you're seeing a guy who's had all the expectations and hype that he had in year three, has not lived up to them. The noise has gotten worse. He has gotten worse because of it. And there's no, like, well, he'll be fine. All right, a big leaguer has a bad year or whatever, but he could go back to the success that he had to regain that confidence. He can't do that because he's still questioning himself. You can't have success until you have confidence. But how do you have the confidence to have the success when you never had it before?
And you never had a bounce back from this kind
of
adversity.
That's what I'm saying, at the big league level. Like, obviously, he's had success his whole life.
Now when you get
hit with this adversity, like, you got to figure out your way through it. And he's trying at the big league level, and I think he's doubting himself, and there's no track record to be like, well, I've been here before. I'm confident enough to get out of it. I think he's doubting himself.
Yeah, I do too. And, you know, listen, I said when Sal was out, I think it very well might come down to this simple thought, this simple concept, very likely just overdrafted. When you look at his arm strength and you look at his size, not that he can't be a good major league player. I still believe, and I'm not just saying that, I believe that he could be. There's a lot of things he does well. But again, if you put him at some tryout and you've got, you know, a couple of 6'3 shortstops hitting bombs with rockets throwing 95 across the diamond, you know, he doesn't have that tool bag. He just doesn't.
And remember, too, how the Yankees brought him here. He was not supposed to be their shortstop.
But he did earn it.
He didn't hit 202.
Well, I get that.
So there was already like a, huh. He wasn't the favorite going into spring training.
No, he wasn't.
Peraza was the favorite going into spring training.
Correct.
Volpe wowed them.
He earned it.
And they made the decision based on spring training. Forget about what they thought going in. Based on what they saw in spring training, they made the decision saying, this kid's the real deal. We believe he's ready. He earned it in spring training. We're going to give him the starting shortstop job.
Mm-hmm.
And they never looked back. And for me, a decision that was made based off of one spring training, because it wasn't the thought process going in. So it was really only that one spring training. That decision should not have been so cemented that you've kept him here with the ups and downs and inconsistencies for 3 years. They could have sent him down in year one. We've had the discussion. They certainly could have sent him down in year two. And now it's gotten worse than it's been at any point before. So there's such a fragile nature to the whole development of Anthony Volpe. And the Yankees have screwed this thing up here. I don't know if they could ever repair it. I don't know if sending him's the right thing. I don't know if sending him down is the right thing. It may be gone.
It's going to have to be repaired from within. I mean, at this point, you know, it's going to have to be Anthony who's going to rectify this, either rectify it or not. You know, and the way Jeter won the job, too. I mean, that's why I'm not getting all the Yankees for promoting him when they did. Derek started in 96, and by the way, he had an over-shoulder the catch and went yard at Jacobs Field his first game. So he fit right in, obviously. But he didn't play great that spring. He won the job because Tony Fernandez
got hurt.
Broke his arm. Yeah. But that Yankee team, you know, you had Boggs. You had more veterans. And, like, when Volpe won the job a couple of years ago, the Yankees defensively were a disaster. You know, they won a lot of games, you know, but I don't think they were a particularly good team, so he couldn't really hide. Who was the veteran voice outside of Judge that had any cachet he could lean on? Derek had a better support system.
Right, and Yankees were winning, so they're like, all right, it'll get better. Yep. Don't worry about it. This will be his growing spurts, his learning years, whatever. But now
I know, it's rough.